Coming up next on The World and Everything in It, inside the SBC. As we just heard, change was in the air as Southern Baptists gathered for their annual meeting in Anaheim. Church delegates meet once a year to set direction for the denomination. In between those meetings, an elected board called the Executive Committee oversees SBC ministries. Roland Slade is that committee's outgoing chairman.
World spoke with him during the recent convention to talk about what it's been like leading the denomination during such a difficult time.
It's taught me, I think, how to be a shepherd. Sometimes to calm the waters, to calm rushing waters, the shepherd's got to step into the water.
The decision last week by the SBC representatives to embrace the proposed reforms is a crucial step, but Slade says there's still quite a lot to do.
Let me describe it this way. If we're on a football field, we haven't reached midfield. We're headed towards a touchdown. We're somewhere probably around 35, 40 yard line. If the goal line is making our churches as safe as possible and caring for survivors and understanding what it means to be a mandatory reporter and all that, if that's the goal line, we're moving in the right direction, but we haven't gotten to midfield yet. We got a ways to go, but we're making good progress.
Slade addressed concerns over the new denomination-wide database. He says that it's important it includes only those credibly accused of being abusers.
Independent third party that works on that with folks in leadership. And they're not, I think of it this way. They're not trying to destroy someone's career. They're trying to protect someone who has been hurt. And they're trying to protect others from being hurt. So it would be, if their name is being submitted, it would be credible. And they're going to go through that investigative part. Those experts, it's not for the church to do it, but for the experts to do it. So if their name ends up going on the database, there's a legitimate reason for that.
Getting to this point has had its challenges. Slade describes the most critical moment in his tenure leading the executive committee.
Well, I think the biggest moment was that moment when we voted to waive attorney-client privilege. It was a breakthrough moment. It also was a sad moment because I knew once we did that we were going to lose, that people were going to resign, and we'd be different from that day forward. But I also saw it one of those times, like I said, when as a shepherd you got to step into the water and calm things and let people know we're going to be okay going forward, but this is something we've got to walk through.
The Executive Committee's president, vice president, 17 committee members and trustees, and the SBC's longtime legal counsel resigned after that decision. They cited their fiduciary responsibility to protect the SBC from potential lawsuits.
We had to rebuild some relationships as the Executive Committee and understand the concept of what it means, what the Executive Committee, what our role is in Southern Baptist life.
It's going to take time to rebuild trust, but survivors of sexual abuse within the SBC are beginning to feel as though their voices are being heard. Abuse survivor Tiffany Thigpen passed out ribbons to show solidarity at the annual meeting last week.
There's more for us than against us right now, it feels like, for the first time maybe.
Roland Slade is stepping aside for a new slate of Baptist leaders. Here is his advice for them.
We can't look and say, oh, this is what we're doing for the watching world. So this is what we're doing for the glory of God, to represent Him well. For He gave His life for us to have the right to be called sons and daughters of God. So the world standard, is a good place to start, but it's not where we finish. We need to up our game to a God standard. How do we reflect Him? Are we doing all that we're doing, again, to make the churches as safe, to talk to survivors? We've got to go further.
Our thanks to World's Mary Jackson for recording this interview in Anaheim.